This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and do not adjust your radios. We normally do a live lounge every Wednesday at 6 o'clock, but we're shaking it up.
We're shaking things up, aren't we? We're mixing them up. We are joined now in the studio by Matt Dole. Yay! How are you doing, Dole?
I'm very well, thanks, Dean. How are you?
I'm all right. Now, you're a singer-songwriter, producer. You years ago were with the Mavises.
Yes.
And the Blowwaves as yes. well, more recently. And you've just been chilling out and working on your tunes and things like that.
Yes.
And now, this Saturday, you're going to be doing a summer session, part of Chapel of Chapel's awesome summer sessions, where musicians come in and do things a little differently and just rock out. They started them last year and they were absolutely amazing. So you're doing one this Saturday.
Yes, I'm really excited about it. I'm actually closing the summer session, so a bit of a party Saturday
That's
night.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing some, going back to some Mavis's tracks as well and doing different versions
of them.
Reworking
them a little bit?
Yeah, some I'm going to kind of strip. There's a grand piano there, so it's a chance to do some really stripped back stuff with guitar and grand piano. And I'm also going to also hit the distortion pedal. I think Andrew's going to do that, my guitarist, and a couple. And yeah, and kind of go through some songs from my career and maybe a couple of surprise covers.
So it must be kind of awesome when they approach you and were like, yeah, let's do this, and you kind of look at the body of work and think, what can you play with and what you can do? It must have been kind of exciting.
It is exciting, yeah, just sort of with, because there's so many songs and yeah. Of course I want to play all the sad ones, but I'm putting in some happy ones in there as well.
That'd be a really weird way to round out the season, wouldn't it? Let's take it down a notch for summer.
Yeah, because you just want to just be all, you know, lilting, and it's beautiful sound there and stuff. It's like, sounds amazing in that room.
Yeah. You've been having fun jamming out there?
No, like, I went and saw another act there. I went and saw Max Riebel there the other night. He was incredible. And I was just knocked over by the sound. He was just a piano and voice, and the sound system's really great, and the lighting's beautiful there as well.
And it's really nice to they're actually doing stuff like this to be able to give that space for the artists, especially, yeah, and because it's Chapel of Chapel, normally there's a show here, show there, this, that and the other. Doing stuff like this just puts it into another gear.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm nervous and excited.
You're nervous
and excited?
Which is
a good thing, I think. Yeah. It's going to be butterflies.
Well, you also decided you were working on some tracks, so you thought, you know, along with actually doing the summer sessions and closing that out, you'd launch some new songs as well.
Yeah, I've recorded
Why do things by halves?
A solo EP, which is out on Friday. The EP is called Night Flight. And
how long have you been working on that?
Well, I was working on another album, actually, a Mavis's album, which is
really
sort of on the back burner at the moment. It was going to get the planets aligned and stuff. Yeah. But and so while that was on the back burner, I just thought, I'm just going to do a solo EP. And I didn't really think too much about it. I just had a little batch of songs. And, I really like the sound of it.
Well, it is the live lounge after all. So we're going to get you to go. What are you going to play for us right now? What are you going to do?
Well, there's some electronic elements and acoustic elements on the EP. So I thought I'd play one of the more acoustic ones.
Fantastic.
For us today. Bit of a sad song, but...
Oh, that's all right. It's
but
live.
Uplifting.
We're doing things a little differently. All right, well, so what's it called?
It's called Sister Shadow, and I've got my guitarist Andrew Durling here as well. He's going to play 12-string guitar. We're going to have 24 strings.
Oh, we're going to mix it up. All fantastic. Right. Not just one, but two.
So we do a live sound check?
Yeah, go on. You know, easing our way in.
So this is a debut as well, like a debut of this song live.
Fantastic. The acoustic version.
Live. Yeah.
It's the Live Lounge on my Wednesday, bringing you something a little different, something a little special.
Close.
All good, fellas?
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there.
You know, if you could see, they're not sitting down to sing, like standing up, got it all going on. There we go.
Can you hear that guitar? Can you hear his guitar? Can you hear my voice?
I can hear it all. We've got it going on. I love it. We've got a live lounge sound check.
Yeah. This is for all the dog lovers out there that don't live long enough.
Sister Shadow is coming.
That was absolutely awesome. I do love that we've actually, now we're just readjusting everything that we get back in the studio. That was so fantastic. I hear what you're saying about like trying to have things on a bit of a, you know, different sound and a different wavelength. But this is, I kind of love, this is why I love the live lounge. We just get some completely different tunes here in the studio. And that was just fantastic. So that is Sister Shadow. That's a part of your new EP that's coming
out. That's in the EP, yeah. It's got a bit of orchestra in there in as well in the EP version, but we thought we'd just do a random stripped back.
Why not?
Strip it song away. Rather than a, you know, rock song or a disco song.
Well, now, and that, but that's the kind of stuff you'll be playing around with different songs as well at summer sessions that you're doing this Saturday at Chapel Off Chapel.
Yeah, every song's different. There's some, as I said, there's going to be some disco, there's going to be some rock, there's going to be some really stripped back acoustic stuff, but, and Bananarama in town, so there might be a surprise.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, look, there you go. Like, he's dropping all the little tidbits. If the music wasn't enough, and the music is enough, quite frankly, it's certainly a great way to rock out the summer sessions at Chapel Off Chapel. Now, it's the last one. Matt's this Saturday night. You can go to chapeloffchapel.com.au to grab yourself some tickets. So why wouldn't you want to? Especially after hearing that. What did you think, Robert?
Yeah, it's fantastic, guys. It was, get down there. It'd be a great show.
Absolutely. And there's always plenty of surprises. And so you were saying guitar and grand piano, which is going to be absolutely awesome as well.
Yeah.
Now, do you reckon we could play one of the songs that you're going to be, you know, off your new EP? Do you reckon we could give it a bit of a burn?
Okay, this is another Losing Its Virginity song, because it's a first time it's played on radio. This is released on Friday. This song's called Stranger, and there's also a video clip going to be out any minute, and Andrew, my guitarist, and I star in it.
I guess it would be important that you start.
And John from the Blowwaves, my old band, his panel van stars in it too.
So. Awesome. Now, what's really exciting for me is this is the first time ever someone's brought me a CD to play on air at Joy. So I'm curious to see how this is going to work. I'm very excited. So this is the debut EP that's coming out this Friday from Matt Doll. It's Stranger. Let's give it a bell. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.